AM 640. It's Later with Mo Kelly. And I was talking last segment about 4-H. I will be talking about Skechers in this segment one moment. I was saying how I was in 4-H for like 10 years, and we had these funny white uniforms we'd have to wear. I just found an old picture, so you can laugh at me, Mark Ronner.
I have it.
I posted it on my Instagram, at Mr. Mo Kelly, M-R-M-O-K-E-L-L-Y. I think I was maybe 15 or 16 at the time. You couldn't tell me I was not fly. You could not tell me. I was fantastic looking. I had these oversized glasses I had to wear.
Here we go. Oh, yeah.
So you can have a laugh at me at Mr. Mo Kelly on Instagram. I'm sending out on Twitter right now as well.
You did sell it with that pose, too.
Yes, I did. That was my, that was like a prison pose, wasn't it?
That is glorious. People need to see this.
So you can check that out and leave your appropriate comments there. Something else I have a fondness for is Skechers shoes. Most of my shoes I wear are Skechers. I like the style. I like the size. Like Tim Conway Jr. said, I like the food. I like the prices. Well, I like the sizes and I like the style. I have a wider foot, so they fit me, and I like just how they're made. I like a slip-on. I'm wearing Skechers right now. And the Skechers store that I almost always go to, haven't been recently, not for a while, but the one I would always go to is the one in Gardena. I think it's like 190th in Vermont, if I'm not mistaken. But for the last few months, lines have been building up outside that Skechers store. And it's not just the shoes that people are so excited about. If you haven't been there, it's a huge warehouse. It's like an outlet for Skechers. You got great prices, but they sell everything that Skechers has ever sold from the different lines, men, women's, shoes, clothing, activewear, socks, everything you can find there. It's a huge store. But now that location has opened an elevated concession stand, and it's become an overnight success. It's called the Food Spot, and the outdoor eatery is attached to the side of the store. And you can see it if you're just, it's Vermont and 190th. So if you're driving down Vermont, if you're going south on Vermont, it will be on the left-hand side of the street, right off the 405 freeway. And it used to be my hidden spot because you would get great deals on Skechers shoes. Yes, I know there's a Skechers in Jalamo Mall, but it's a very tiny store, and it doesn't have the type of selection that this place has. And now I feel bad telling everyone about it, because if you didn't already know, you may start going, and then the secret will be out, and it won't be as exclusive anymore. But I think that's the whole point of them putting in this eatery. But it's been described as like a Costco-style concession stand, but they have some better food. They have all-beef hot dogs for $2.50, pepperoni pizza slices for $3, and premium soft serve, and the best part, fresh churros. There's nothing better than a good churro. Why do you furrow your brow like that, Mark?
Who had the brainstorm that nothing goes together better than shoes and eating?
Well, if you're going to spend money, let people spend money.
I just don't normally think of eating when I'm shopping for shoes. I want to keep the two entirely separate.
Eating has always gone along with shopping, no matter where you go, whatever. Let's say you're going to go shopping for a diamond on Rodeo Drive. They still have food in the near vicinity.
No, I understand that, and I understand malls, but shoes in specific, that does not, but it's not conducive to appetite.
See, Stephen, he doesn't listen to the show that he's actually a part of. Didn't I just say they have shoes, they have activewear, they sell the whole Skechers line. It's not just shoes. That's why I need you to go to 190th in Vermont and check out the new Skechers Superstore with the outdoor eatery, Costco style, yada, 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 blah, 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 churros.
Will they actually serve you something in a shoe if you buy the shoe?
I don't know. They serve you something in a helmet if you go to Dodger Stadium.
Right there. Okay, now we're talking.
I mean, does it really matter? Do you need to have a churro in a shoe?
I don't really have a lot of experience with churros, to tell you the
truth.
That's
true, because you're not really from L.A. If you're from L.A., you know something about a churro. But you know what I'm talking about with a churro, though, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Stefan, are you pro or anti-churro?
Oh, pro, of course. Okay.
Look, I don't know. I don't know. These Gen Y and Gen Zers, they don't have the same values that I do. And I'm a Gen Xer. All right? We're the ones who run the world. We're the ones who've made the world better. The Gen Zers, they've effed up the world. They've made everything worse.
What is your preferred Skecher? I wear those too, and I wear these ones that are really close to being martial arts slippers because I like how light they are. What do you got?
This, what I'm holding up right now.
Okay, here's my slovenly shoe right here. You see it?
Okay, Skechers has a sub brand that they also sell in the store called Mark Nason, and most of my shoes are Mark Nason. And they're cool. They're slip-ons. They have laces. They look like they're not slip-ons, but they're actually slip-ons. They're stylish and they're super comfortable.
Yeah, they look like Chuck Taylor's.
Yes, they do.
Old school.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm cool like that. I'm very cool.
Costco still hasn't beat with the hot dogs though. Buck and a half.
Yeah, but there's no membership charge, and they don't have to ask for your membership when you're at the door. They're not like snotty and elitist.
You think Costco is snotty?
They have a membership.
When's the last time you've been in one of those places?
Look, my wife has a membership to Costco. They charge you. It's exclusive. It's a club.
He's not wrong, because since what, last April, you cannot buy food
from
the food court unless you are a member.
Well, it's not like you need a security clearance. Anybody can pay to be in the club.
Yeah, you can, but they're not elitist. Skechers is not elitist. They want everyone. Come one, come all. Buy a shoe, eat a churro.
Both at once. You can multitask.
Why not?
I like that as a slogan.
Yeah, buy a shoe, eat a churro. When we come back, we're going to talk tech with Marcia Collier, who joins us in studio. And if you're just tuning in, feel free to go to my Instagram at Mr. Mo Kelly. I was talking about 4-H and their partnership with Netflix, and it reminded me of all the great memories I had in 4-H. And I found a picture from when I was maybe 15 or 16 or so in 4-H, in full 4-H regalia, representing the Torrance Clovers. It was a club meeting that night.
How'd you keep from spilling food on that all white outfit?
It was always a thing. It was always a concern. We had to wear those for the meetings and like formal gatherings. If it was like when we get presented our stars, things of that nature.
Those things are just made for ketchup and mustard, aren't they?
You know, and I wonder if they still require them to wear those particular outfits and uniforms. I don't know. If you in 4-H currently, or your parent of a 4-H'er, just hit me on X/Twitter and let me know at Mr. Mo Kelly. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.